You're listening to Wisp Business, the podcast, Wisconsin's business news source. Now, here's your host.
Hi, everybody. This is Alex Moe here for Wisp Business, the podcast. Today, I'm joined by Alan Weber. He's the co-founder of Fast Company Magazine, and he's going to chat today about his experiences at the Wisconsin Entrepreneurs Conference.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me. Yeah, thanks for taking the time. So to get us started, can you talk a bit about why you came here today and some of the things you saw?
I was invited to be a speaker. There's a very vibrant cross-border trade between New Mexico, where I live, and Wisconsin. And we have friends here, and they have friends there. And so I was delighted to be invited to come to the conference. What I saw was very impressive. It's the first time I've been to this conference, and I do attend a lot of pitch conferences, and we have a New Mexico Tech Council, so the concept isn't new, but the quality of the participants and the energy in the room, the pride in the state and in the emerging and ongoing entrepreneurial ecosystem is very impressive. And as I said in my talk, there's a little bit of a comparability between Wisconsin and New Mexico, and that we are not generally credited as states that are hotbeds of entrepreneurship and innovation. And I think that's an advantage. I think it's great to be a surprise competitor rather than living in Silicon Valley, where nobody can afford to live anymore, or LA, where nobody can afford to live anymore. And here you get to be in a place that is slightly under the radar screen, but doing interesting, important, and successful entrepreneurial work.
Absolutely. And we saw some really amazing presentations yesterday as part of the Governor's Business Plan Contest. And what do you think about the winner? I know you touched on that a little bit in your speech.
Well, one of the things that entrepreneurs always, I think, grapple with is not just what is your product or service, but what business are you really in? What is the larger purpose of your business? And the grand prize winner was, on the one hand, promoting a very simple technological, to all appearances, a very simple technological commodity, a small compass that fits inside the mask of a firefighter. But what made his presentation, I thought, so compelling was that he absolutely nailed why this is such an important little device. If you say to somebody, I'm in the compass business, you can shrug that off. If you say to somebody, I'm in the saving lives business, and this little compass will save the lives of first responders and firefighters and the people they're going into difficult, dangerous homes and businesses to save, that makes the hair stand up on the back of your neck.
Oh yeah, it was really amazing to hear that. And one more question I wanted to ask. You touched on the history of business and why it's important to look at the present in terms of that context. Can you talk about anything that you see right now happening as going down in the annals of history as business history worthy?
I think there's a lot of stuff going on right now that's business history worthy. I'm not sure we're going to always like the business history that we're writing. I think there are conflicting forces going on in the world right now. On the one hand, as this gathering really depicts, more and more people all over the world are getting interested in the opportunity to be an entrepreneur. And the barriers to entry are dropping, the opportunities are going up, the sensibility of why entrepreneurship matters is increasingly a shared value system. On the other hand, we see enormous concentration of power and wealth in fewer and fewer hands. There are four platforms, arguably, that rule the world of business right now. And they gobble up all the territory around them, and they suck up all the oxygen out of the room. And they are a force for good, and a force for change, and a force for opportunity. And they are also posing some very substantial problems for the global economy and for opportunities for people who may not be as well educated as the winners and the people who rise to the top. And so the stark reality of winners and losers, the notion that technology is always a double-edged sword. And so I think the leadership issue in terms of what happens next in business is a preeminent question. It's not just for the elected officials to decide. It really is a conversation across the boundaries of business and government and academia and nonprofits to figure out how do we harness the opportunities and mitigate the damages of this transformational period that we're in right now.
For sure. Well, thank you for sharing
thank
this
you.
Unique perspective. I really appreciate you taking the time.
Thanks for asking, man. Enjoyed visiting with you.
You've been listening to WISP Business, the podcast. See more at wispbusiness.com.